Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already April 22nd and 23rd, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on Saturday, April 22nd, that's at 9:05, and want to put a big shout out to all my running friends who showed up to yesterday's NHGI Delta Dental Friday Night 5K Road Race, which raised money for the Jen Kemp Scholarship Fund. This whole week has been such delightful weather-wise. We had a great turnout. And this, of course, is one of the eight races that comprise the Capital Area Race Series. So thank you, running friends. You can go on the CARS website and for the results, and I'll also be emailing my running friends. So again, congratulations to all of you that ran Friday the 21st. And of course, there were also 400 runners that ran the Boston Marathon on Monday, and I know many of them, and they all did really well. So congratulations as well. But this weekend is all about science in the news. And with me, of course, is one of my regular guests, kind of like Johnny Carson and, I don't know, Elvis maybe or whatever. But anyway, it's Dr. Shannon Mills. Dr. Mills has worked with me for many, many years at Northeast Delta Dental, now technically is part of the Previsor Company, which is one of the family of companies that comprise Northeast Delta Dental. Shannon, nice to see you. I've been seeing a lot of you lately, so that's a good sign. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. It's lovely to have spring finally here, though.
Absolutely. And I know you're a big San Antonio Spurs fan as well, so I know you'll be following them, doing better than the Celtics, of course. So, but let's start with a little bit of update. Most of you affiliate you with Northeast Delta Dental, which is still the case, but technically you're the Vice President of Business Development at Previsor, our software company that we acquired about a year ago. So tell us a little bit more of what you're doing with Previsor and how that's going.
Well, I know, Tom, over the last few years, we've talked a great deal about the Health Through Oral Wellness program that allows your subscribers to get benefits matched to their individual needs and risk for disease. Well, the technology that makes that possible is made by our company now, Previsor. So, of course, we're closely related because you're our first and most important customer today. The technology itself is something we are marketing to other dental insurance companies across the country and to others who want to collect data and use that data to help better manage oral disease in patients and improve quality.
And just to take a step back, so for all of the listening audience, if you're a Delta Dental subscriber whose group has the HOW benefit, which stands for Health Through Oral Wellness, that's actually powered by the Previsor software, so it's actually brilliant in a lot of respects. And I give a lot of credit to Dr. Mills here, who really introduced me to the Previsor concept. But it's actually really cool to go into the dental office, have the hygienist, as you're doing your cleaning and exam, the hygienist puts you through a series of questions, and right there and then, depending on your score, in my case, I've gotten a 3, which entitles me to some additional benefits, including adult fluoride varnish, which is applied right there at that same visit. So it's really cool to see. But to kind of connect the dots for everybody, Health Through Oral Wellness is the local way we're describing the program. It really is revolutionizing dental benefits. It's powered by the Previsor software, which is the company that we provide, and what Dr. Mills is saying is we're also selling and have sold that concept to other Delta plans across the country, as well as another insurance company. So it must be pretty exciting. Do you make conversations or have conversations with dental schools, and at least one of your colleagues has conversations with hygiene schools? So what's the genesis? What's the goal of those conversations?
Well, like anyone else that's trying to treat dental disease, dental schools need some of the same things. They need to be able to measure the individual risk of patients. And then afterwards, when you reassess, because what Previsor does that are other ways of measuring what's being done in dentistry doesn't do is Previsor's technology looks directly at clinical information about the patient, whereby most of the stuff traditionally that everyone's used, schools and elsewhere, has looked at claims data. It looks at the procedures that were done. So it's kind of like they're kind of working like a middleman, and we're trying to go direct to the consumer with the information we're collecting. So it's actually a real measure of individual health. Schools need that as much as dental insurance companies do. So that's why we're finding fertile ground there. Tom, I want to take a quick second, and we often promote this, but I want to mention again, whether you have Delta Dental insurance or not, the MyDentalScore.com self-assessment resource is available free for anyone who wants to do a personal self-assessment to figure out where they stand on their risk for gum disease and tooth decay and oral cancer for that matter, which is important as well. And if you haven't done it, and I know you hear us a lot, but if you haven't gone to mydentalscore.com and taken that resource, I strongly encourage you to do that. And whether or not you're high or low risk, if you're not seeing a dentist regularly or haven't seen a dentist in a while, whether you have insurance or not, I just got to tell you, it's really important that you get a checkup, because a lot of time dental problems don't arise, you know, don't show up. You don't know they're there until they remind you rather unpleasantly.
And Shannon makes a good point as well in terms of Previsor. If a dentist are listening to us and dental office teams, I mean, even if you don't have a Delta Dental subscriber, we want everybody, all dentists, to use Previsor for all patients, correct?
That's correct. And if you do have Delta Dental insurance and you go to the dental office, be sure to ask about health through oral wellness and ask if you can have your individual risk assessment. And by the way, the happiest news would be that you don't need additional benefits. However, if you do, it's really important that you have them. They can keep you, use of those benefits can help lower your cost of care and make sure you are getting the care you need to stay healthy.
And MyDentalScore.com, we also promote at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. I'm often asked, what was the genesis behind the licensing for the stadium, Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. It really was to get the oral health education out there. So we promote MyDentalScore.com at the stadium. We also had a health oral wellness kiosk there last season. Just as a side, we also have, and thanks to the Fisher Cats, we also have a changedirection.org billboard there, which is more above the neck health. That is a mental health awareness. So the Fisher Cats have been really good as partner for us to get the oral health message out. Let's just switch gears for the moment and talk about what's going on in the news of science, in the news, caries management, and so on and so forth. I think there are some exciting things. I know I've recently read some New York Times articles that seem to shed some new light on this. So why don't you educate us, Shannon?
Sure. Thanks, Tom. One of the words Tom just used, I think most of us nowadays probably understand the term dental caries. It's just another word for tooth decay, and it's the term that dentists and scientists are more likely to use, but they're really the same word. So when we start talking about tooth decay, when I was young and before I went to dental school, even when I was in dental school, we talked about cavities. Now, aren't cavities and tooth decay the same thing? Well, not really, because long before you have a cavity, which means a hole in your tooth, where the tooth material is actually gone, tooth decay starts much earlier than that. Well, here's the cool thing. That process before the hole appears can be either stopped or even reversed. So in some cases, we can stop the decay from making a hole, or we can even get some of the mineral that's been lost from that tooth to be put back into it. Now, the way we've done that for years, one of the major tools to do that has been the use of topical, orally applied, office-applied fluoride, and the use of fluoride toothpaste and fluoride in drinking water. So fluoride has been the mainstay of this. Now, there are other products in the marketplace that use other materials, calcium-containing materials and so forth, that contribute to that as well. But we have a new product in the market called silver diamine fluoride. And what's interesting about that is it's new, but it's really not because it's an advancement of a technology that's been around for over 100 years.
Wow. Now, I know since I've been in the Delta Dental system since 1985, I've always heard about remineralization. Is that now, is this a concept that is now approved and in play?
Absolutely, Tom. You know, going into the doctor, using, even when I was a dental student, which was, quite frankly, a long time ago, you know, we filled everything. Everything, that even the tiniest thing that showed up on the x-ray, we went in and we were taught to fill them. We were taught to what we call extend for prevention, which meant anything you thought could turn into a cavity, you replaced with a filling. Well, the problem with that is that you're just creating more places for a new cavity to occur. A new tooth decay to occur is where that filling meets the tooth. So we've learned since that in certain cases, doing certain things, we can get that tooth structure to grow back. One of them, again, applying fluoride, using fluoride toothpaste, drinking fluoridated water, that's part of it. We can also, you know, diet's important because reducing sugar intake is a big part of it. And another thing is people that have inadequate salivary flow, trying to either stimulate more salivary flow, and one of the simplest things is just chewing sugar-free gum, is one way to get that. So gum is not always bad for you. We think it's good in many cases. Are things that can be done to try to change the conditions in the mouth and allow mineral to be put back into the tooth so it never forms that cavity that we talked about.
Now, in a few weeks, the first class of the University of New England Dental School, which Northeast Delta Dental really started with a pretty significant initial donation, that class will be graduating. So are the students like coming out of this UNE class and, you know, any dental school for that matter, are they learning all these new techniques so it's no longer, for lack of a better term, the drill and fill concept that you just described?
Yes, they are. And, they still have to learn the basics of restoring teeth that have broken down or doing crowns and replacing missing teeth. But there's much more focus in school now on doing the things you need to do to prevent those cavities from occurring in the first place. And hygiene school is the same way. And that's a goal. It should be a goal in most practices. The key thing is that Northeast Delta Dental has recognized this, and the HOW program is built around getting the preventive care benefits to match those needs, as well as we've matched it with what we call restorative care, which is fillings and crowns. So we want to make sure that we have both sides of, you look at it as a teeter-totter or whatever, with both sides of the balance in balance. So we're covering prevention at full, you know, full-throatedly. At the same time, we're covering the other things when things do have to be fixed after they're broken.
Wow. So, Shannon, you must be, you're smiling from ear to ear, I see here, to see this coming into practice. Let's, before we go to commercial break, why don't you describe what teledentistry is, and then after commercial break, we'll expand on an exciting new project that we're doing with the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay. Well, in the shortest description, teledentistry is having the ability to use dentists more effectively by having a dentist in a central location managing a bunch of healthcare professionals, usually hygienists, at remote locations and being able to read and review their x-rays and recommend treatment. So we'll go to the break.
Describe a practical application of it. Tom Raffio with nationally acclaimed dental scientist Dr. Shannon Mills will return. Please stay tuned. Thank you. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Dr. Shannon Mills this weekend of April 22nd and 23rd. Again, big shout out to my running friends, and thank you for participating in the NHCI Northeast Delta Dental Friday Night 5K Road Race, which raised money for the Jen Kemp Scholarship Fund. Prior week, Friday the 14th, I was at NHCI for an honor society presentation, and I'm always so impressed when I'm on an NHCI campus to see how vibrant that campus is, how great the teachers are and students. So we're great to have NHCI as one of our partners, and of course one of the things we've done for many years was help fund one of the teachers of hygiene at their hygiene school. So back to Dr. Mills. So as Dr. Mills was describing teledentistry, and I'll ask him to re-describe that again, But we have a program at both the Manchester Boys and Girls Club and the Concord area Boys and Girls Club where we're bringing teledentistry to those clubs. There's the children are seen by a hygienist at the club, and through the magic of teledentistry, Dr. Richard Bolduc is looking at the radiographs back at the ranch at his office, and at that point making a determination, you know, which children need to go to either the Easter Seals Dental Center if they're in Manchester, or Savings People's Smile if they're located in Concord. So how does all this magic work? And Shannon, is it approved by the American Dental Association?
Good questions all, Tom. The teledentistry has matured over the last couple of decades. What's really helped, of course, is the broadening, you know, the bandwidth we now have to be able to have this communication back and forth. To be honest with you, this actually started a long time ago up in the Alaska Native populations, where you didn't have dentists who could be up in places on the far north like Barrow and Kotzebue. But now it's grown a lot of work out at University of Pacific. We actually had Paul Glassman here. But now it's becoming businesses are now starting to build up around this. Now, the idea is that you have a professional, healthcare professional, a hygienist in a remote location, a Boys and Girls Club, a corporate cafeteria, or a field site of some kind. And they take they're working under the direct supervision of a dentist, just like your dentist, your hygienist does in the dental office. The difference is the dentist is seeing what they're seeing, and they're supervising that hygienist remotely at a central location by looking at a computer screen, reading all the clinical information about the patient, looking at photographs and x-rays, and then making a diagnosis and recommendations. Typically, that is a recommendation to go to a regular dental office for their follow-up care and to establish what we like to call a dental home. I hope most of you have one, and that's a regular dentist that you can say, Dr. So-and-so is my dentist. That's your dental home. So the idea is to get these people who aren't seeing the dentist regularly to be seen, to be examined, to have a diagnosis, and then find a dental home.
So you think this has a great opportunity to address some of the underserved populations? You know, we stumbled upon the fact that many of the new American immigrants who go to the Boys and Girls Club didn't have a dental home. So the thought was bringing teledentistry to these clubs, and in turn, once they, you know, they're examined, teeth are cleaned, and maybe there's some triage, they actually would be connected to a dental home. So I'm assuming this model can be, translated to other underserved, you know, populations and geographies.
Well, absolutely. For people for whom transportation or unfamiliarity with professional dental care or lack of economic resources is a potential problem, this is a way of taking the dentistry to them, because there's a lot of barriers to them going to the dentist. You know, Tom, in my other life, I work at Concord Hospital in their charity clinic at the Family Health Center. And many of the people I see there are refugees. For many of them, the visit where I see them is their first professional visit ever. So getting them into a dental home is critical. They never had a dental home because they didn't have any access whatsoever, in many cases, to dentistry in the places they came from.
Wow. So I'm so excited, and I read that the ADA actually in the upcoming new codes a year from now will actually approve two dentistry codes.
That's correct, Tom, which demonstrates their recognition that this is an important future trend.
Awesome. All right, now let's switch gears. You recall when you were with me at Northeast Delta Dental, and just again for the listening audience, Previsor is one of the companies that comprise Northeast Delta Dental. So Shannon's still with me here in Concord and does a lot of travel, of course, and has a new role, but he's still obviously part of the enterprise. But you recall that we made another investment in a company called C3, which had been experimenting in, I don't know if drug's the right word, but some opportunity where you could sort of surgically target potential areas where there's care is getting back to that. So do you know what the latest on that is?
And you know, Tom, I wish I did. I haven't seen the latest updates, but the concept I think is it's brilliant, and we see it broadly. It's it's creating very, very focused attack on specific targeted organisms in this case. So, but I haven't really seen the most current info. What have you seen?
Well, and I was going to say they're still doing trials, and we are happy that we did make that long-term investment. I think ultimately it still remains to be seen whether how we can get this out into the retail world. As you know, for a while that on certain shelves of certain stores there were actually lollipops that prevented carry. So tell us about what is that magic ingredient?
Well, it was I don't remember the scientific name of the compound, but it was a natural compound, I believe, from plants in the licorice root family that had some effects against tooth decay. But again, not even everything that works actually manages to to become a viable product. So a lot of things go into play there. But
another thing you were working on this, and you can see why we love having Shannon. We're lucky in New Hampshire to have him because he's always looking at things. But we had done a saliva study with UCLA, correct?
We did. Then sadly, that came to an end for a very sad reason, is that the principal researcher at the University of Southern California developed cancer and passed away suddenly. And as a result, I think that research is pretty much on hold because he was really the principal investigator.
But there were some promising new ideas. Yeah, tell us the theory, the saliva theory.
Well, saliva is really getting back to what we talked about, remineralization. So how do the minerals get to the teeth to remineralize them? They're in the saliva. Sometimes it gets out of hand, and that's where you get tartar or calculus. But there's more to it than just the minerals. There's also agents in there that, for example, immune compounds. And in this particular case, there's a class of compounds that that tend to either block the attachment of the bacteria that cause tooth decay. In some cases, they actually favor their attachment. And if you were to take a person and analyze these compounds, and I won't necessarily go into the long scientific name of them, but this group of compounds, which are sugar-like compounds, if you analyze them, you can tell whether you have a pattern that makes you more likely to have the bacteria attach or less likely. And that would allow you much earlier in the course of a disease, say even in an infant, to identify who the highest risk, moderate risk, and lowest risk individuals are and target therapy or preventive therapy to defeat the bacteria and stop decay. I don't know whether this is going to get picked up. I think there are other people looking at similar ideas. We will have something like that someday.
All right, let's do a lightning round with a couple minutes we have left. So tell us what the latest is with the Concord Sealant Coalition.
Well, Concord Sealant Coalition is one of a whole number of statewide sealant coalitions that are doing a really wonderful job of getting sealants done on kids in school. So school-based, 6 and 12-year-old groups, typically mostly focused on the 6-year-olds, first and second graders, to try to get sealants done in their tooth on teeth that are prone to getting decay. We've talked about fluoride, but the other powerful tool we have is the sealant. What it does is it blocks access to the grooves in the tooth to keep the bacteria from causing cavities. Getting to them as early as possible after the tooth erupt, again, first graders, at late second graders, and later on in the kids that are in the 11 to 12-year-old range, can help prevent a lot of tooth decay from happening. In fact, up to 86% of tooth decay can be blocked by this over a period of about 5 years. The dentists sometimes need to be reapplied. So listen, if you're taking your kids to the dentist, ask about sealants. And ask them if they'll talk to you about whether your kids need sealants. And also, if you have questions, you can go on the Centers for Disease Control or American Dental Association websites, and there's a whole bunch of wonderful information, especially for parents, about the value of sealants.
And with our HOW program, we're even promoting a sealants strategically for adults as well.
That's correct, because you never outgrow the need when you have it.
So, since you mentioned fluoride, give us your 30 seconds as to why that which has really been recognized by all legitimate scientists and insurance companies and every dentist that is the best thing that ever happened to oral health, why does it still remain slightly controversial?
Well, I think the reason's predominantly, there's no scientific reason for it that's been validated. I think it's philosophical or political predominantly. People who say they don't want government deciding what goes in their water, I hope they don't decide they don't want their water to be chlorinated. Because that's pretty much a bad idea. I mean, okay. I don't think we need any cholera outbreaks.
Okay. All right. So, again, this is part of our lightning round. So, electric toothbrush or manual toothbrush? I think I know what your answer is going to be.
You choose. For people, many people really like electric toothbrush. At my house, there's two sinks in my bathroom. My wife has electric. I use a manual.
So you always say what I like about what Shannon says is whatever you're passionate about, whatever gets you to brush is what to use.
Absolutely right. But if you have any limitation on manual dexterity or you feel like you're not getting the job done, give a good shot at considering an electric.
Got it. Optimistic, pessimistic about the future of oral health and some of the things we talked about, as well as really the one thing I've always said is, unlike some medical conditions, I mean, oral health issues are really solvable between, you know, fluoridated water, you know, going to the dentist, you know, 1 to 4 times a year, depending on the evidence, taking care of your teeth, brushing and flossing in between. Really, we could probably wipe it out as a disease. So are you optimistic for the future?
Well, I'm optimistic as long as we still continue to value science and fund it appropriately, because we need to get the science done, because that's where everything comes from. I mean, we would be think where we'd be without it. So we got to make sure we support good science, and that'll get us where we need to go. But I'm optimistic.
I like that. We just approved the new generation science standards with my work with the State Board of Ed, so that's a great way to end. So, Dr. Mills, as always, the time flies. I'm going to have you back again. We're so fortunate to have you with the Net Enterprise, specifically for Provisor, and I know the community is fortunate to have you, including doing things like the Concord Ceiling Coalition. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Tom.